Refill. Well, good. The rabbi's back to sit with the refill for a little bit to hang out with us again. You know, you set that down way too forcefully. You could have been a little... I'm just saying. Is it that good?
Are we live?
Yes. So I'm literally the only person stalling over dead air. So yes, you can.
No, I slammed the cup down because he's leaving. He got up. He's leaving me. Well, I'm like, wait a minute.
So it is very helpful, when, especially when you're a two-man show, to have a third man to run blocker and stuff. I say blocker because that sounds horrible. But there's a lot of people, anybody who's never been to CPAC, there's a lot of people walking up and down. There's a lot of people offering candidates or you know, businesses, book authors, and they're always wanting to talk to you. And they don't, God bless them, don't know when you're live or not. And so they just talk.
Yes.
And so what happens is you're stuck trying to be live and talking on a radio and then recording something, and then all of a sudden there's this, so we want to confirm, and you're like, yeah, and then you have like this long stretch of dead air. So.
And we apologize.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's, that's what it is.
It's my first time here, okay?
I know. What, I
so say, I'm here to be your block?
Yes.
If you want to be.
We have a rabbi blocker.
A rabbi. Depending on who's coming around.
There's something very sacrilegious about that, but...
One might call that anti-Semitic.
That was... There we go.
It's fun to use that one.
But actually, there's a guy who became a very big fan early on of our organization and helped out, et cetera, because he was working with the Romney campaign back in 2012.
Yeah.
And he said, we need a group of rabbis on the right willing to talk for actual Jewish values, because J Street is running blocking back for Obama.
Oh, wow.
They were doing the same thing with the block.
Yeah.
Isn't that a nice segue?
Isn't that cool? Fantastic.
That was a good segue?
As well.
It's almost like you've done this before.
You might have actually talked before.
We're not talking about yesterday.
Some people around here.
They were confused.
Yeah, some people around here, you'd be surprised. They're like, you're here to promote and do what? And they're like, yeah, no, and then you have to pry it out of them. That's really difficult conversations to have. It's, I don't know.
Yeah.
God bless them.
Did we talk about how very professional we are here?
I actually have PR people that we talk to and work with, and they said, look, no booker is getting fired for putting you on.
No.
Ever.
No.
Because I am, like, not everybody can do this, and I understand that.
Well, yeah.
But... You know,
but then again, if you're going to go out and represent something or someone, at least have them a smidgen of energy.
maybe
some humor.
No, you don't even have to have humor. Just at least be willing to talk, because and not everybody here is like this for the most part. Most people that come to this, something like this, have an idea. Mm-hmm. They put their best foot forward, blah, blah, blah. But you will occasionally run into that one, you know, unicorn, as it were, that's just, I'm here to help this person get elected, or I'm trying to help sell this book for this guy. I'm this PR person, and they don't talk.
Got nothing else.
Nothing. It's, ugh.
To be a guest, you have to be knowledgeable, funny, articulate, smarter than the hosts, and very humble.
Yeah, but...
from the guest.
And that's true. The best part about all of those fitting our show is that bar is so low. It's incredible.
You think I haven't figured that out yet?
Oh, no, I know.
That's why he came back.
I know. He's like, we got to try and teach these guys something. God bless him. Holy smokes.
No, but really, the fact that J Street was running blocking back for Obama was why he said, we need a group of like 100 rabbis. And I showed up and said, okay, so I represent 1,000 rabbis in American public policy, and we're conservative. He's like, we need this.
You!
And I've actually heard on Capitol Hill, like, we need this organization.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is, when you have a bunch of Christian organizations talking about how they're all pro-life,
right?
Then they turn around and say, oh, okay, so if you believe in that a fetus in the womb is actually alive, then that's trying to force your Christian views down America's throat, and therefore it's a violation of church-state to have a... It's like, I like, there are two answers to that. Number one, of course, we're Jewish, and that's simply not true, because Judaism also teaches. Judaism was the first one, by the way. Just to be, let's be clear here.
Uh-huh.
The
little
Jews
history
had
there.
The pro-life.
They came first.
They came first, right. We had a couple thousand years before everybody else kind of realized, woke up one day and said, the Jews are right. We still hate them, but the Jews are right.
They did something good. They started something.
But we hate them.
Why?
We still hate them.
Because you got it right and did it right the first. What it was.
You done did it right, sir.
Look at everything else.
I do. It, like, anti-Semitism really does come out of the Jews got it first. And it's like, if you don't like moral values, you don't like Jews.
Because, pretty much.
You know, it's like, but that also meant, you know, so we're like pro-life and saying, wait a minute, okay, that's real, you know, that's real. And if you're going to say that pro-life is a church-state violation, so you're saying that the Jews don't believe what Jews believe. And by the way, Muslims believe it too, because you're monotheist, you got to believe this.
Right. Yeah.
But it's also, wait a minute, so you're saying we're not allowed to listen to religion on moral questions.
Wait, what?
We're not allowed to listen to religion on moral questions.
Does anybody understand?
You have a moral question in public policy, whether you're going to deem a fetus to be alive is a moral question. It's not a scientific question.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And so if you're going to make your moral judgment and you're not allowed to listen to religion.
Yeah, just
that makes a whole lot of sense, doesn't it?
Just for anybody out there. Just anybody out there.
In case you're ignorant.
In case you're ignorant, like we usually are.
Yeah.
Morality,
the definition,
the quality of being in accord with a standard of right and good conduct. I'd say that's religion. I'd say that's a faith. I'd say that, you know, in general,
you
have to go that way.
For a dumb guy, he's got it right.
Well, he is cheating. He has the computer in front of him. I have. Thank God for DuckDuckGo, or he wouldn't be able to function. That's all I'm saying.
Excuse me, are you telling me the computer is his moral authority? He has me in front of him.
I know.
Well, yeah, but you're going to leave soon, and he'll be left with the computer. So
no, I am
He has to know how to utilize it.
First off, I am going to make sure we schedule a full actual interview with this man today. I am.
Hold on.
Not you.
Just so we're clear, this isn't enough?
No.
30 minutes yesterday.
No.
15 minutes now.
No.
None of this is enough?
No.
Why don't we just have him on like once a week on the show?
And I don't want to take up too much of his time. And he's here.
No, I know, but I mean in general.
I know.
Because we understood that.
Because, well, no, because we've done this. Like,
why don't you schedule me for Saturday afternoons?
Because we're not on it Saturday afternoon.
Because of Sabbath.
I observe the Sabbath, and I'm never on Saturday afternoons.
I didn't catch that either. Don't worry.
Sabbath.
We do too, honestly.
That was right. That was right up there with inviting me out for crab cakes.
First off, he already talked about the fact that he technically can't carry his own badge tomorrow.
Yeah, I keep forgetting tomorrow's Saturday. I swear, I got up this morning thinking today was Thursday.
No, but I said Saturday afternoons, and you still didn't get it.
I know. Because of Sabbath.
I got it.
Even the Spanish know what that day is.
Good Lord.
There's a lot of Spanish Jews.
I know.
Even though we got expelled from Spain in 1492.
Don't know how that happened.
So that brings up something I've always wanted to ask.
Uh-oh.
No, this is actually... So, obviously, there is the Jewish people and then the Jewish religion.
Okay, yes.
Okay?
Yeah. The two are not the same thing.
Yeah, I know they're not the same, but what about those rare moments when, say, someone from Spain or a weird Viking Scandinavian-looking dude like myself happens to decide to become a Jew, you know, and follow the Jewish faith?
Right.
How does that, like...
Think about a nationality.
Yeah.
Because there is a conversion process.
Yeah, yeah.
But once you're in, you can never leave.
It's like the Hotel California.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
You can check out, but you can never leave.
But you can never leave. Yes. There you go.
I was told specifically by another rabbi, you don't want to convert. Why? Because it takes forever and you can't go back. I was like, all right. Okay. It's a final decision. It's done.
Once, yeah, but that's... So it is a complicated process. Mm-hmm. It does take a while.
Yeah.
But a person can join the Jewish people. Think about a nationality.
Yeah.
Once you become a citizen,
yeah.
that's it. You're a citizen of the country.
Yes.
Now, in theory, you can renounce citizenship. But yeah. like I said, the Jews didn't know. There's just no checkout process. God isn't as yet to grant the nullification.
Yeah, that's...
You can't nullify it.
There was some, like, conservative rabbi who tried... As I said yesterday, because there was a bunch of liberals, there was a conservative rabbi who said he renounces being a member of the priestly class because priests can't go into a cemetery. They're not allowed to knowingly impurify themselves by contact of by being over dead bodies, etc., etc.
Gotcha. Right.
So, therefore, as a officiating rabbi at funerals, he can't go into the cemetery. So he doesn't want to deal with that. So he says, "I renounce being a member of the priestly class." It doesn't work that way, guys.
You can't just renounce and go.
No, it's not. You're stuck with the. The one of the things about like they said, well, the priesthood created the religion and they wrote all that stuff. It's like, no,
yeah,
because anybody who wrote it would not have limited
themselves
all the stuff that they're stuck with.
This is why we need to have him on for an actual hour.
All right, we'll have him on it for an hour and everything else. But y'all don't go anywhere. There is a lot more going on. CPEC 2022 in Florida. We'll be back.